Miller brought up the issue of adult African Americans. Will there be a targeting of the black unemployment rate if that is a concern of this administration?
The premise, Glenn, of bringing in low-skilled labor is based on the idea that there's a labor shortage for lower-skilled jobs. Yep. There isn't. The number of people living in the United States in the working ages who aren't working today is at a record high. One in four Americans, or almost one in four Americans between the ages of 25 and 54, aren't even employed. For African American workers, their labor force participation rate, who don't have a high school diploma, I guess African American males without a high school diploma, has plummeted some 40 percentage points since the mass wave of unskilled migration began. The reality is that if you just use common sense, and yes, I will use common sense, the reason why some companies want to bring in more unskilled labor is because they know that it drives down wages and reduces labor costs. Our question as a government is, to whom is our duty? Our duty is to U.S. citizens and U.S. workers to promote rising wages for them.
Miller said there should be a conversation. He never said there should be a targeting to fix the black unemployment rate in this nation.
The black unemployment rate that is traditionally and historically higher than the average American, is that what you're looking at?
There's no doubt, and I'll go to Neil, but there's no doubt, and it's very, very sad and very unfair, that immigration policy, both legal and illegal, over the last several decades, has had a deleterious impact on African-American employment in general, and certainly African-American males, and it's been quite tragic. And we as a country have to have a conversation about that, Neil.
April Ryan, AURN News.